Letter from Rome. That's amore. Go to Italy for a month. That's the advice a shrink in New York I know gives to women who are suffering from low self-esteem. My friend Heather whispers as we clink glasses at a wine bar near the Campo dei Fiori in Rome. My amica Carol nods towards a handsome Italian signor at the other end of the room who's been staring at us since we walked in the door. Men like that are better than Zoloft, she says. Il signor's stare washes over us, blending in with the deep, rich taste of red wine, the sharp pecorino cheese, the warmth of the rustic wood tables. I have to admit, the stare feels darn good. I flash back to 1976 when I was 18 and arrived in Rome for the first time, when the flirting game was more primitive. My American girl in Italy experience began as soon as I stepped off the train, just as it was captured in the famous Ruth Orkin photo. There, a young woman walks in Florence while 13 men, from a guy in a t-shirt on a Vespa to a group of older gents in suits, give her variations of the leering eye. The American girl steals herself, looking like a frightened doe. The photo was taken in 1951, but in that sweltering August of 1976, for me, things in Italy hadn't changed that much. Signorina, signorina, men hissed from every corner. They popped out of nowhere, grabbing their crotches, reaching out for pinches. I was fresh American meat in their jungle. According to my Catholic upbringing, this reaction was all through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. I was supposed to be behaving and dressing with Mary-like modesty, so my body would never be an occasion of sin to others. Varieties of guilt flogged me. I felt guilty for wearing a halter top, but it was too hot for anything else. I felt guilty for lying to the men who stopped and asked if I was lost. Of course I was, but I wasn't supposed to talk to strangers, right? I felt guilty because I'd read The Sensuous Woman, and wasn't frigid the worst thing a woman could be? I felt guilty because Gloria Steinem had ordered me not to be objectified. Should I be kicking these guys where it hurts? At a loss, I assumed the American girl in Italy walk, with my mother's mantra in my head, "Don't encourage them." This strategy became futile in the forum when a man who'd been stalking me, hissing behind every pillar, finally lost control at the house of the Vestal Virgins, ran up and slung me over his shoulders in a fireman's carry, squeezing my behind like a ripe tomato. I beat on his back and hollered till he dropped me and ran off, laughing. Shaken to the soles of my feet, as I remember, I was wearing what we called buffalo sandals. I brushed myself off. Did that just happen to me? Me, the high school drama club geek? Me, the one who stood watching the other girls with their flawless Farrah Fawcett hairdos get smooched up against lockers by the cool guys? I scurried for my guidebook and squelched the confusion by reading about how the Vestal Virgins served the goddess of the hearth by keeping her flame continuously burning and maintaining a vow of chastity for 30 years. But that moment of being airborne, pinched, and that laugh, particularly that laugh, kept playing back as if it was a grown-up game of tag and I'd just had my initiation. 40 years later, Italian men have refined their flirting style to an art form I rank up there with the country's many masterpieces. I've watched it evolve over years of traveling here. It's as if they were all sat down and ordered to view Marcello Mastroianni movies, memorizing his looks and moves to perfection. Now, what's in their genes, in their historical legacy from the days of Casanova, has come to full flower. Women are adored here, from precious baby principessas to mamas and everything in between.